just want to tell you or give you a heads up about an event that is happening next week. And it'll see activists and athletes joining forces to highlight the problem of human trafficking in South Africa, and specifically the use of the N1 highway as a notorious trafficking route. I think many people think of human trafficking as something that happens elsewhere. They don't believe that it happens here in South Africa, but it does. We've interviewed survivors on the show before, and there is a very real problem. And among those who are most vulnerable to this issue are young women living in poor towns along the N1. Young women who don't have a lot of options in front of them, young women who don't hold out hope for what the future may bring them, who are vulnerable to predators, who come along offering them something that is too good to be true and don't know enough about the world to realize that what they're being lured into is not a well-paying job or a fancy photo shoot, but something much, much darker. We're talking here about human slavery, both in sex trafficking terms and for labor use. And 13 athletes from Melkbos and Bellville running clubs are taking part in this campaign next week, part of the Unite Against Human Trafficking campaign involving NGOs like Annex and the 1000 Women Trust. And on the line with me is the program director of Annex, Claudia Berger, who I think is herself going to be one of the runners. Claudia, good afternoon.
Hi, hello.
Are you yourself setting off on this 375-kilometer run next week?
Yes, I am one of the runners, yes.
Okay, it's a long road ahead of you, Claudia. Talk to us about why you're doing it and why you're doing it where you're doing it.
Okay, so last year we did it for the first time, and we were 4 runners last year, and we are 15 runners this year. I'm very proud to say that the campaign has grown. The reason why we did this is, as you rightfully said, the N1 is notorious for one of the highways that's got the most volume of trafficking on, specifically from the Karoo and other rural areas to towns like either Bloemfontein or Johannesburg or Cape Town. And we want to show solidarity with the vulnerable, of the vulnerable, in terms of claiming. We also call the run claiming back the N1. Mm. So we literally put our feet on the tar, and we want to show solidarity with them and also be on the road where these women are, not only women, but mostly women and young girls are being picked up, and often go and stand in an attempt to find something that's better. And you know, the vulnerability that they face is not only poverty, but it's a poverty in relationships as well, and a monetary poverty in the attempt of finding something better. And we are saying the human trafficking is now a $150 billion industry a year. So we want to say, hell no, we don't want that money to go to the traffickers. We want to go into these communities by foot and show our solidarity with them. And I will, after the run in the afternoon, go into towns, go to the truck stops and speak to the truckers, and also let them sign a pledge in where they will agree not to be part of human trafficking, to report it to the trafficking resource line 0800 222 777. And in this way, we want to show South Africa, and we want to get people on board and say, sponsor the runners, come on board with this campaign, to show that we will not let South Africa be one of the biggest parts of trafficking, because people need to realize this is very real.
I think it's so important to emphasize that, Claudia, because I think many people don't necessarily even believe that it is happening in this country. How prevalent is this problem?
Well, you know, there was some kind of research done last year that showed that about 250,000 people are already being drawn into human trafficking. And I mean, the reality is, and this is exactly the problem, because of the vulnerability of the victims often don't believe that they have been exploited because they didn't necessarily know any better. Mm. So if I don't have a good relationship with my father, and I put on Facebook, oh, I hate my family, oh, I've got such an awful life, and someone come and portrays himself as this wonderful man, or my parents go and sell me because this is the only way that they can make any money. That is so real, and now the victims don't see themselves as exploited, and the courts won't prosecute unless the victims say that they've been exploited. Hmm. So it's completely underreported, number one. And number two, the trafficking resource line, which is manned by 821 here in Cape Town, they will tell you the volume of calls that they get daily. But people need to realize it happens in every community. We see it, the communities from where it's reported. It's everywhere in the country. I mean, people get trafficked from, say, Kenilworth to Belleville.
It's a very scary picture you've just painted, Claudia, and I want to thank you and your fellow runners for what you're doing to make more people aware of this issue. Now, you're setting off on Tuesday. You are running all the way from Rawsonville to Beaufort West, aiming to arrive on Friday. Obviously, we would like to encourage people to support you, not only with their thoughts and acknowledgement of what you're doing, but there is an opportunity to sponsor this run, isn't there?
Yeah, they can go onto Annex's Facebook, and they can see that there's an online pledge campaign that they can join, and also Give and Gain. The online pledge is directly linked to the Give and Gain. They can go online and pledge there. There is also sponsorship forms on the Annex Facebook page where they can see the bank details, but it's obviously easier for them to do the online pledge on Give and Gain, and they can just do that online.
Well, Claudia, thanks for chatting to us today, and may the road be easy beneath your feet next week, although I guess that's probably not an appropriate thing to wish for given what you're trying to highlight. But we hope that the trip achieves the aims you've set out for us today and that you reach a great number of people along the way to spread the message. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Claudia Berger is Program Director of Annex, and that's spelt A-N-E-X. It stands for Activists Networking Against the Exploitation of Children. They are a registered non-profit organization. Please do look for that Facebook page or visit their website, which is annexcdw.org.za. You also heard Claudia mention that there is an existing toll-free human trafficking resource line. If you see something that makes you feel uncomfortable, that you think is suspicious, make the call, rather report it than say nothing. The number to dial is 0800 222 777. 0800 222 777.